All right. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, all our Freshetarians, to our very first episode of Chopping It Up with Chef Don from Yo Fresh. And we're super excited to be here at Youngstown Studios for our pilot episode. We actually invited Laura Zavadil to come along today and tell us a little bit about herself and what she has going on and a little bit about who she is. So, Laura, let's talk to you first.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Super excited to be here. I'm a registered dietitian and been working with YoFresh for about 3 years?
Yeah, since the beginning almost.
Graduated from YSU. I'm also a business owner in Boardman with my fitness studio called Mega Bar Youngstown. Been doing that for about 9 years or so. It seems like forever. A mom of three young girls, a wife. Busy, busy, busy.
Entrepreneur mom.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Is that a term, maybe?
I think so.
sounds great. So again, as the registered dietitian for YoFresh, again, we're super excited to even just have you on board. And you've definitely helped out in our process. You definitely keep me in check and put a lot of education into the work that you already put in. So I didn't have to bring that side to the table, right? Because there's a lot that goes into figuring out macro counts and nutrition and all the labeling and that stuff, right? That's in-depth process, correct?
Yeah. So we look at all the recipes that you create and your team create, and we break it down. I break it down so that the consumer knows exactly what's in the meal, so they're educated to make the best decision for their own health. So yeah, you'll get a nicely printed out label that has your fat and your calories and your protein and your carbs and all the information that you need to know about the food that you make. And so the consumers are well aware of it.
Right. Well, we definitely appreciate your help and all you do to support us as well. What are the hours out at Mega Bar Youngstown, if in case anybody's interested?
Yeah, Mega Bar, we open early, 5:30 in the morning classes all day long. Latest class at night is usually around 6 or 6:30. Noon classes as well, 7 days a week. About 50 or 60 classes a week are on the schedule.
That's a big schedule, right? Kind of get in where you fit in, right?
Yeah. That's great. No excuses. There's time for you to get in for 45
right.
minutes.
It's important you make it happen, right?
That's right.
That's what I've learned in this process. So let's see. We have a couple of quick questions here. We'll kind of make it fun and a little quick fire food questions. So let's talk about eggs, first of all. Dippy eggs or scrambled eggs in the morning?
Dippy, for sure.
Dippy eggs. All the time?
All the time.
All right. Let's see. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No.
No pineapple on pizza. All right.
That's a hard no.
Right? So pizza, another pizza question. Crispy or deep dish?
I lived in Chicago for a short bit while I was dancing. So deep dish is where it's at. Yeah, it's so good.
All right. Chicken wings, dings or flats? In case you're not aware, the ding, that's the little drumstick, right? The little that's a little chicken leg.
Neither.
No chicken wing. That's
neither.
Right. I knew that about you. I didn't take it off the
list.
I'm
going to say no to that.
No chicken dings or flats.
No. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about pasta. Spaghetti or like a noodle, like penne or
noodle.
Spaghetti?
Penne. Whole wheat, preferably.
Yeah, preferably, right? Mm-hmm. Of course. Got to watch that stuff. Here's one. Maybe a diet beverage. Pepsi or Coke?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Okay.
Yeah.
Coke
every person. Once in a while, yeah. Diet Coke.
I have a couple good friends in the ice cream business around locally. So let's talk about hard or soft ice cream.
Hard, sure.
Ice cream. All right. Favorite flavor of hard ice cream?
Chocoholic Chunk from Handles.
Gotcha. That's one of my favorites,
best.
Right?
Mary's good.
Joy is actually one of my favorites.
Never had that one.
Yeah. There's a couple of, you have to kind of travel around to the local Handles to find it. It's not every
location. Is that right?
It is.
Okay.
I'm sort of a Handles connoisseur.
I stick to the one thing that I like,
right,
and that's it.
Yep. Favorite potato preparation? I mean, there's so many to think of.
So, yeah, a good roasted potato.
Like olive oil, salt, pepper, kind of rosemary, oven roasted.
Basic, yeah, basic on the oven oven roasted or maybe grill.
See, I like to think potatoes one of the things you could eat like if you were stranded on a desert island because there's just so much you can do with a potato. Let's see. Favorite cheese?
I'm a fan of goat cheese. Blue cheese.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two pungent-y kind of kicking the teeth.
You just
cheese.
Don't need a whole lot of them because they're so
right?
strong.
That's a good one.
A little bit goes a long way
see.
For those.
Favorite
too.
Childhood cereal?
Lucky Charms.
And do you drink the chocolate milk? Do you drink the milk out of the bowl in the morning?
I mean, when I was
when
a,
you
kid,
were a kid. How about nowadays? No?
Now, I don't really eat
no
cereal now. I have a hard time finding one that fits my sugary. I mean, right? There's just too much sugar.
I'm still a kid at heart sometimes. And truth be known,
every once in a while, too. Yeah, Lucky Charms every once in a while. Right. If I'm not feeling well or something, it's like
last year, I think they had a Lucky Charms out that had Frosted Flakes. It was like a hybrid cereal. It was so delicious.
That's so sugary.
It was full of sugar and all the stuff you don't need in the morning, right?
Yeah.
You get that crash in the afternoon, make you
not
feel so good.
Right.
But yeah, I just want to say thanks for coming out. We know you got a busy schedule and some places to be. So we're going to let you get on your way.
We'll
take a quick second here. I'm going to talk about some of our local sponsors real quick and who've come on board to help us make this project happen. And then in a few minutes after that, we'll invite Zion over and we'll find out who she is and what she has going on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great evening. All right, guys. Quick hello here to our friends out at Zobel's Restaurant Equipment Supply Store over in Youngstown. Stop out and see Michael for all your fresh knives, pans, and kitchen supplies, janitorial needs, and kitchen equipment. Stop out at Bedurek's Butcher Shop in Girard. Go see our friend Stevie Bedurek. Fresh cut everything, right? Ground in-house meats daily. Great stuff out there. I want to say hello to our friends out at KTM Power Sports. They're out there at Canfield 46 in Western Reserve. Go see our friend Jason and gang out there for some fresh performance gear and a variety of fresh cycles in weekly. Also, a great big shout out to our friend Maurice at Youngstown Apparel. Right, we got some fresh gear from him for our episodes coming up to keep us fresh. He is also available at Lube Stop on Belmont. Moonlighting, perhaps you could say, double duties. So shout out for fresh apparel and a fresh oil change. Go see our friend Maurice. And a special thank you to Optimal Health and Wellness in Canfield, Susan Cavalier. I seen her today. I go weekly. I get an IV drip, different vitamins, minerals, and definitely some hydration. Keeps me running at my optimal performance. Give her a call for details and appointments, 330-967-0318. And one last shout out here to our friend Charlie Borden at Borden Vehicle Detail and Paint Protection Specialist. He's out on Bev Road in Boardman. He definitely gives us a hand for keeping our whips fresh and protected for years to come from chips and scratches. And of course, Youngstown Studios. None of this would be possible without them. We appreciate them for having us out and giving us an opportunity to be here today. So Zion, why don't you make your way over this way? Welcoming to the ring, right? You're no stranger to walking into situations, right? Except please don't punch me in the face. How are you?
Good.
Tell us a little about yourself, Zion. What's your last name and where are you from?
My name is Zion Hensley, and I'm from Canfield.
And you're from Canfield. Would you like a water?
Sure.
You gotta stay hydrated. That's a friend of mine. Another little shout out there. Quick plug for Diesel Don Low Muse State Water. It's all kind of good electrolytes and all that good stuff in there. So I hear you like to box a little bit when you're not going to school and being a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that thing around your neck? What is that?
It's my junior Olympics medal.
Is that a gold medal? Are you? Wow. That is super awesome. Not everybody. Like, I think you might be one of the only people I know that has a gold medal. Right? Like an actual Olympic gold medal. That's super cool. So besides boxing, what do you do? We know you got that going on. You got a big event. We'll touch about that here in a little bit, but what do you do besides boxing?
I like to ride horses. I play outside a lot. I go to school.
Yeah.
And
basic kid stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, what's your favorite subject in school?
Language arts.
Language arts?
Yes.
Awesome. So we have some questions here. We're going to ask you some of the similar questions we asked about Laura. But some other things here. Let's see. We talked about hobbies. Let's talk about some of your favorite things. How about any favorite movies? Anything you've seen lately that's kind of like maybe your go-to if you're home from school and it's kind of maybe a winter day and there's no training going on? What would you turn on to watch a good movie?
I don't know. I have lots of movies. So like, I like watching movies. I don't know. I don't really have a favorite.
You don't have a go-to favorite? No. I was thinking maybe like Rocky movie or something like that. No.
Yeah, I have.
I'm sure you've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always good, right? Classics.
Yeah.
Let's see. Favorite food other than, of course, a plug for Yo Fresh, right? What's your favorite food besides Yo Fresh?
mac and cheese and baked beans.
Mac and cheese and baked beans. Pretty simple, classic comfort foods, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. How about some, do you have any heroes or role models that you kind of look up to, maybe boxing or just in life in general, that you kind of, I like so-and-so and you kind of, they inspire you to pursue your goals and to?
Not really. I mean, like, not really. Like, I just kind of just.
You're your own kind of your own hero, right? You inspire yourself to get up and grind daily and put in the work and, right? It's your own path, right? So I guess can't no one tell you to go your own. Can't no one tell you how to go down your own path, right?
Yeah.
I could totally agree with that. I've lived most of my life that way. Let's see. Favorite cheat meal, would that still be like mac and cheese?
Yes, that would
be. Yeah? So like, you're right, you just won a gold medal. What would you go do right afterwards?
Probably go out to eat.
Yeah? Mac and cheese still?
If they have it. Right. Sometimes the restaurants will have that.
It's true.
And if, so like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, it depends what restaurant we go to.
For sure. All right. Let's see. If you were an animal, what would it be?
I always think about that sometimes. I'll think
that's
about.
A good question.
Yeah. I might be. I would like to be a bird.
A bird? You like to fly, you think?
Yeah, I think I would like to
fly. That's definitely got to be in, like, the top five, I think, especially for me, too. Like, to be able to fly and, like, just have a different point of view, right?
Yeah,
that's definitely important to a bird's eye view, right? Definitely says a lot about you as a person and a young person and your character as well, even in that statement. So we're super proud of you and what you have going on. And we look forward. You have an event coming up locally, right? Is that true?
Yes,
like, when is that? Do you know?
No,
I'm not sure offhand. Maybe we can ask Dad to peek over here. Dad, what's the date on the event coming up?
October 30th.
There are still tickets available. Are you the main card on that event?
Yes,
you are the main event. Mm-hmm. How's that feel, right? That's big time.
Good, now I'm excited.
I would be too, right? Like, that's super cool. So, would you know anything about your opponent coming up for that fight? Do you know anything about them? You scout them out or? Nah. Keeping it all tip-top secret, right? Yeah. Way to go. All right. Well, thanks for coming out.
Yep.
I said we look forward to seeing you soon. And I said we're really supportive of what you got going on. As again, a great young adult here, a wonderful young woman, very multi-talented. And again, your work ethic and your passion, your grit and ability. I've seen some of the pictures that you've had of literally like kind of like a bloodied up face.
Yeah.
And wow, right? Like you smile with a smile, right? That's like a badge of honor, huh? You're proud of that picture. I was like, holy wow. Like that looks, that's intense. So we appreciate you and we look forward to the big things you have coming along down the road. And we'll see you soon.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So it looks like we're staying on our time frame here. Let's go. We'll cut up here. Cut to a little segment we'll call Fresh Cuts. This will be a weekly segment we do Fresh Cuts. It'll be a little bit of food, maybe some chopping tips, and maybe some how-tos. So let's see. I think I'm just going to carry the mic up with me, right? All right. So I'm going to just set this, I believe, here.
Be good for right now. I'm gonna change my shirt here so we don't get anything on our nice Youngstown Apparel established Youngstown shirt. All right.
That should be good. All right. Well, this is a fun, comfortable spot for me, right? Like, that was all fun and interesting, but this is kind of my comfort zone, right? In the kitchen with some knives and doing some culinary stuff. So again, we're super excited to be here for this journey. Hopefully along this journey, we can teach you some cooking skills, maybe some different recipes. Hopefully we introduce you to some fresh local people. And hopefully we get you maybe a couple fresh thoughts along the way and maybe a fresh perspective too. So today we're going to do a little twist on a classic Mediterranean hummus, but we're going to use some white beans, cannelloni beans, instead of garbanzo beans. So we're going to start with those. I have two cans of beans here and I rinsed them. One can I rinsed off, the other can I did not drain. We're going to leave that little bit of bean brine in there so we don't have to use so much oil down the road, and it'll cut the fat a little bit, and that's where all the good flavor is too. So we got a food processor here, or blender would work just the same. We're going to get our beans in there first. I got a little bit of kosher salt here. I'll put a nice pinch or so, maybe two. And then we'll season that and taste as we go. Don't spill the salt. All right. Here we have a little bit of cracked black pepper and some sesame seeds. Probably about a tablespoon and a half. Maybe a little more if you like sesame seeds, right? Hi, how you doing? Microphone right there. That's fun. All right. So we got that in there. Maybe some garlic, right? But if you eat garlic raw without cooking it, it tends to be bitter. So like that Magic TV stuff here, I have some roasted garlic. So that'll tend to get it a little bit sweeter. So if you're going to roast some garlic, basically just take your garlic clove just like that. Get a lot of your outer white paper shell off, a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper. Let them sit in the oven, probably about 350, 45 minutes, nice and golden brown. They'll be nice and soft, be a little bit more aromatic, and definitely bring a sweetness to the garlic. So we probably got about 2 tablespoons there. I probably have a little bit more than that in there. We're going to go about 2 tablespoons of roasted garlic and 2 tablespoons of tahini paste. Tahini paste is sesame, so it gives a nice little of that flavor as well. So I'm going to get that in there. Cool. You can get rid of this garlic for now. Always try to work clean and neat, right? It's very important not to have a cluttered workstation. And again, quick shout out to Zobel's restaurant supply store. They got some cool gadgets down there, like this nice garlic press, which you can use when you're working with your garlic. You can slice it with a sharp blade there to get nice garlic slices, or there's a nice little crusher in there to get that nice minced chopped garlic. Nice little handy tool. And I also picked up this nice zester down there, and we got that today. We're going to use a little bit of this lime or this lemon here. We're going to get some lemon zest to brighten up our hummus. So before we take our lemon and just kind of go into it, we're going to roll it around on our cutting board. Again, always make sure your working workspaces are clean and sanitized, especially if you're handling anything raw, chicken, seafood, stuff like that. We're just going to roll this on the board here a little bit in the corner, get it kind of soft. We're going to take this and just going to put a little bit of lemon zest in there. I don't know if you can get that on the camera. There's a cool shot, like when that came off. You can actually see the oils coming off of the lemon there in the light as this goes off. And that's kind of what where the good flavor of the oil, it's in the oil of the lemon peel, orange peel, whatever citrus you're really using, right? And that's why a lot of the cleansers and stuff will have lemon oil in them. It's that nice smell and that acid. So we got that in there. Reach down here into our bag of tricks, find one of my knives. Again, Zobel's has a nice selection of those available. Nice, sharp, fresh knives. Reach in here, grab out one of my favorites. We're just gonna cut this in half real quick. And then we have this here. I'm gonna squeeze a little bit of lemon juice into this. Do it this way in case we get any seeds in there. We can kind of pick them out because we don't want any seeds in our hummus, especially a lemon seed. So just like I said, we got one in there. We'll pop them out. Whoop. A little splash of lemon juice in there. All right. So here's where our twist comes in. See what I did there? That was funny. That's where our twist comes in. So we're going to take a little bit of this roasted red pepper olive oil that's in this jar here. We're going to add that as well. And then we're just going to take some of these roasted red peppers, and we're just going to put them right in. Looks like there's probably about 2 peppers in here. We're going to use 1 whole pepper, looks like. Yep, that's 1 whole pepper right there. All right. So now we're not going to put any oil in there yet. I did bring some olive oil just in case. But with the oil and stuff we have in there now, we don't want to go over and make it too wet because I didn't bring any extra beans. I used the 2 cans. So we got some green onions here. These have been washed already back at the shop. We're going to take these and just kind of chop these up a little bit and save some because we're going to use them in the end on the top for a little garnish. We're going to put a little bit of this in there now. Into the blender. A little bit of fresh parsley. Same thing. Make sure all of your fresh herbs are washed, rinsed, and preferably patted dry with a nice paper towel. And that's how I like to do after I get a shower.
nice little pat down, stay dry. But the paper towel will actually pull the moisture out. So that way the hummus today or whatever you're working with actually won't get watered down. So we got some rosemary, some parsley, and some green onion in there. Now for the true test. Let's see. Got our lid on there. We definitely don't want to not have our lid on there and make a huge disastrous mess live on Facebook. So we're going to turn this all the way down. Hit our power button here. Oh, no power. Wait, here it is. Should hit the power button first. There we go. We got the blue light. Anybody else remember the Kmart blue light? Is that my that old? You guys don't even know what I'm talking about out there, huh? Wow. Blue light special. All right, so we got our blender on low. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit now that we got it in there. Let that pepper break down. And all come together. Now, I did bring some celery with us today. Ooh, nice and fresh. So same thing, make sure all your vegetables are washed off, rinsed off, and patted dry. You don't want any dirt or crud on your vegetables. Nice and fresh and clean, right? So fresh is so clean. I do not own the rights to that song either, right? I think you have to do that stuff nowadays where you get in trouble. So we're going to take our celery, cut into some nice big strips. Just like that. Rip our board off. So we got some celery. We talked about our green onions. We saved a couple of those. Same thing. We're just going to kind of lay those down and run a knife over them. So we got a little something on top. Thin, preferably. Nice thin cut knives. Make sure your knives are sharp for that stuff too. Really, you'll more likely be cut with a dull knife than you are a sharp one. So, we got that. We got our hummus. And it looks like it's, like I said, a little bit thinner. I probably should have used a third can of beans in there, to be all honest. And again, this is our pilot episode and we're live. And I just kind of figured I'd wing this. So, I did. And I probably didn't have to tell you that, but you could see it. So, I'm not going to try to BS through that. So, this hummus is a little bit thinner than I'd like. So, I probably would have put a third can of cannelli beans in there. But again, it's that nice red pepper in there, a little bit of hummus. You go back to your sesame seeds, put a little bit on top. And another thing I forgot was the bowl to put the hummus in. So again, we're going to play along with it and roll live. So we got our celery there, some fresh herbs, and our fresh red roasted pepper hummus with cannelli beans instead. So thanks for tuning in for this episode of Fresh Cuts. And we'll see you back down there in a second, and we'll talk about... Maybe some fresh reads and some fresh books that I've read lately.